Welcome to Thank God It's Monday. I'm your host, Eric Twiggs, and today we're going to talk about how to beat procrastination in 2 minutes. So recently I'm watching this game on the NFL Network. It was, you know how they play all these old replay games on the NFL Network? And it was the Washington Redskins. They were called the Redskins at the time. They're now the Commanders. And they were playing the New Orleans Saints. This is an old game. I'm watching it. And the Washington team is just beating up on the Saints. I mean, they've got like a 4-touchdown lead. And they're winning this game by a large margin. And everything is going great for Washington until the fourth quarter when the Saints, they implemented this 2-minute offense. And when they implemented the 2-minute offense, everything changed. I mean, the Saints were just going down the field at will. They're scoring all of these points. They scored more points in the fourth quarter when they did the 2-minute offense than they had the entire game up to that point. Now, the end result was the Saints lost. And my question was, why didn't they just run the 2-minute offense from the very beginning? Because it seemed like it was highly effective. Well, my hope today is to inspire you to run your 2-minute offense the entire game and all the time so that you ultimately beat procrastination. And here's the top of the bottom line. The top of the bottom line is this, that you want to develop a do-it-now mentality. Why is that important? Because there's something that's called the law of diminishing intent. And what the law of diminishing intent states is that after 48 hours, if you put something off after 48 hours, you're significantly less likely to get back to it. You're significantly less likely to do it. I'll give you a classic example. Let's say you go to a conference, you hear this great idea, and you're like, oh man, I'm going to go back and I'm going to do that. I'm going to apply that in my business right away. And then if you don't take immediate action and you let that 48-hour window pass, you end up not doing it because life gets in the way. Things start happening. You get back to reality. So that's that law of diminishing intent. You're a lot less likely to do something after the 48-hour window has passed. And that's why you need something that's going to motivate you to do it now. And here it is. It's the 2-minute offense. So it's the 2-minute rule, really. So and the way it works, and I apply this rule to my life. So if there's something that I can do and it takes 2 minutes or less, I just do it now. I just do it now. So if I'm at a conference, for example, and I hear this great idea of adding this vendor, I'm going to take the 2 minutes to set up a meeting. I'm going to do it now. If I hear this great idea about raising prices in a key area to improve margin, I'm going to literally go into my management software right there on the spot, and I'm going to do it now. If it's responding to a text message and I can give a quick answer within 2 minutes, I'm going to do it now. If it's responding to an email, if we're on a call and you say, hey, Eric, can you send me that article on overcoming procrastination? I'm literally going to do it now. I'm going to do it right there. And that do it now mentality and that do it now mindset can really help you to enhance your relationships, because that person who's dealing with you, they know that if you say you're going to send something, you're going to send something. And it's right in their inbox as you're talking. And it just builds up trust. And people like to do business with people they know, like, and trust. So the do it now mindset mentality is key to building that up. And you'll just have much more confidence to know that you did what you said you were going to do when you said you were going to do it. So there you have it. It's all about that do it now mindset. If you run the 2-minute offense, you build up trust. You'll feel better about yourself. People will want to do business with you. And you'll be positioned to shop. Thank God it's Monday. Are you ready to reach an audience that's eager to buy your book, purchase your service, or download your podcast episode? Well, look no further than advertising right here on the 30-Minute Hour podcast. With over 1.2 million total downloads and thousands of loyal listeners tuning in to each episode, your brand will be front and center, connecting with engaged consumers who trust our content. According to Pew Research, 28% of listeners have purchased a product or service they heard about on a podcast. So don't miss out on this opportunity to elevate your brand awareness and drive results. Email Eric at ericmtwigs.com today to secure your spot.